A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca Amber, your host, who is currently sat in front of an SAD lamp. Yes, she has seasonal affective disorder. Well, not anymore. Not since I've been shining this on my face for 2 hours a day. So the other day, I was in the middle aisle at Lidl. Look, don't tell me I don't go anywhere classy. I know how to live. And I saw the SAD lamp and I was like, oh my God. Now, tell me, is this a byproduct of undiagnosed ADHD? I don't know. But I have suffered from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, not getting enough light in the winter, which really affects our mood, for months. And yet there was no part of me that thought, maybe I should buy a goddamn lamp to help myself. There was not one part of me until I saw it in Lidl that was like, that's what you need, Fran. So, yeah, shout out to Lidl for this absolute bargain at $11.99. If you want one, go check it out. I don't know if they'll have any left. Anyway, I've been having it on for 2 hours a day, and I've got to tell you, it's improved my goddamn mood. I'm feeling a lot better. So there we are. Anyway, today we are talking about big spring energy. Yes, bitches, the time has come. Winter is nearly over. We actually have 2 weeks left. By the way, if you're listening in the Southern Hemisphere, I apologize. I'm sorry. I know this is out of season for you, but just bear with, because over here, we've been dying. We've been dying in this winter. It's been cold, it's been dark, it's been long. Let us celebrate being nearly at the end, okay? So we actually have 2 weeks left of winter. We are currently at the end of winter. That is the mini season that we find ourselves in right now. Winter officially ends on the 20th of March. I feel like genuinely having a party. But you may be seeing signs of spring everywhere already. And we may be in what we currently know as full spring. Full spring, where we think we can go out every day without a coat. We might even be like, oh, I'm going to change over my summer winter wardrobe. No, it's too early. Don't let those crocuses under the trees, daffodils by the side of the road, and spring homeware and B&M fool you. Oh no, we ain't there yet. We've still got a few weeks left. So has Mrs. Hinch done a spring decor moment for her front door? That's how you know. That's how you know we're in spring. It used to be that we would look for like the returning migrating birds. Like now, we just check up on Mrs. Hinch and be like, what wreath has she got on her door? Is she still in her winter vibes or is she in spring? It's just the change of the season. It's the change of the times. So we may be tempted to rush into spring, but we're not quite there yet. Yes, winter may have been the longest, darkest, coldest, dullest season for so many of us. But let's remember that it also holds so much wisdom and also gives you so much space. space and time for what you actually need. I feel like winter is that poem. I'm not the whiskey you want, I'm the water you need. Has anyone seen that meme? It's not the whiskey we want. The whiskey is the summer, the going out, the living our best lives, hot girl summer. But the winter is the water we really need. It's the rest that we need. Our lives are busier than ever. They are busier than ever. That is undeniable. In the olden days, people maybe went out for dinner on their birthday and they saved all year for one family holiday, which might have been, you know, a few days camping in fucking Bognor or somewhere. But these days, we fill our time and energy with extracurricular activities, days out, trips away, weekend city breaks, maybe a few holidays a year if we're lucky, work, social life, family life, side hustles, hobbies, the gym. Modern life is busy as fuck. And we do this all year. We do it all year without a break. And then as winter comes and it beckons us to just retreat and to rest a little bit, what do? We go into festive overdrive, putting up multiple trees. By the way, this is not just me. It's a goddamn thing. If you are on Instagram, you will notice that so many people now have multiple trees. Look, I'm here for it. I live for it. I love it. But it takes a lot of time and energy. We are filling our children's schedules with festive activities every fucking day, and we're shopping and wrapping into the nights. So by the time January actually comes, so many of us are feeling completely burnt out, and it is no wonder. So just as we are due to start making goals and resolutions for the year ahead and to be like feeling pumped up about, yeah, I'm going to like commit to my health goals and everything, this is just the time when we are feeling at our most frazzled and we need to go into hibernation, take a deep breath and just say, fuck it to everything. Just respectfully, fuck it. Like, no, I am hibernating. So of course we can't hibernate in the same way, the exact same way that bears or hedgehogs do, but we do still have our own form of semi-hibernation. I can count on one hand the number of nights out I've had in this deepest, darkest winter. And although the school runs and family visits and obligatory work and soft play dates carry on because toddlers rest for fucking nobody, the rest of the time, I'm just cozy at home making warming dinners with my family or snuggled up watching Disney films, or if I'm by myself later at night, murder documentaries. Ooh, I have got back into murder documentaries in a big way recently. There's so many good ones. Please tell me, have you watched The British Airways Killer on ITVX? Have you watched The Speedboat Killer? Have you watched, what's the one I'm watching at the moment, the TikTok killings, the TikTok murders on Channel 5? There's so many. And although Susie Ashworth said they're very bad for my nervous system, they're also weirdly comforting. Can someone explain that to me, how for so many women, true crime is comforting? Why is that? Why is it? But either way, there's a lot less socializing. There's a lot less time spent outside. There's a lot less energy consumed as a whole. Even my goddamn wardrobe is in hibernation. I'm telling you, every day, leggings and a sweatshirt. They may vary slightly, but that is how I am living my life every day. I save all of my decision making for outfits for spring and summer and autumn, when I get to choose from an array of dresses and like bright, colorful outfits that I love. But winter, my wardrobe is in hibernation mode. It is so boring. It's just the same every day. But that's absolutely fine, because just as no flower blooms all year round, neither can we. We need, not just want, not just would like, but we truly need this downtime to rest, to restore, to retreat. And as you look outside, you'll see the trees are bare. You know, like the trees are not producing anything right now. They are bare as fuck. The fields lay fallow. I'm lucky enough to live right next to a farm. So my garden borders farmers' fields. And as I've learned about cyclical living, I often look out at that field and I have to remind myself when winter feels really dull and like I haven't done anything exciting in a long time, but I also don't have the energy to do anything exciting or even think about planning anything exciting. I look out at that fallow field and I remind myself that just like the field, I also need to lie low and rest and restore and gather my nutrients and gather my energy for when I start to plant the seeds in springtime for creating a beautiful year ahead and all the things that I want to come to fruition. And if I try and just keep pushing through, achieving stuff all through the winter, even when I feel bad about it, I'm not going to have that renewed energy come spring. So what do you have planned for 2024? Is there some epic shit in there? Is there some epic shit you want to do? You want to show up rested and renewed for that. We all get jaded at times, and jaded is a lot worse than tired. So like jaded is like fucking weary. It's like mind tired. And you will have all felt jaded at some point. Maybe you've been in the same job for too long, or your children have just been going at 100 miles an hour from morning till night. Or maybe you've been on the dating scene and you've been on like 500 million dates and you get really jaded. And there is no antidote for that other than a break. There's no antidote other than just a break and a rest. So make the space to rest. That is exactly what this season is for. But winter is also for reflection. So anyone who is into cyclical living and tracks their cycle with the moon, and if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that I am. Honestly, the more I dive into cyclical living, the more my body, my mind, my life makes sense. And I am so better able to manifest what I want because I'm not wasting my energy trying to like turn against the tide, if that makes sense. But if you track your cycle and the moon and everything, you will know that during this winter period, our energy tends to go inwards. So rather than reflecting outwards and creating outwardly, we start to turn our energy inwards and we start to think a lot more about the cogs of our lives. So we start to look at what we've created in our lives, the kind of world that we've created around us, and if it's truly what we want, if it's truly in alignment with how we want to live our lives. So we think about our jobs, our homes, our partners, our friendships, family, even our habits, our daily habits, how we're living our life on a daily basis. And we dissect what is working for us and what isn't. And this can sometimes feel really uncomfortable. But what I would urge you to do is to use this sacred time to really honor these thoughts. Like, don't push them away. Really honor them. Take a good look at them and be honest about what you want more of in the upcoming year, as we are ready to step into our creator time. This is when we start to create the life we want. We create the experiences we want to have this year, how we want to live our lives. And think about what you're ready to let go of as well. I definitely have been experiencing this winter. My energy has totally gone inward and I almost want to use the word haunted by my thoughts, where I've really had to own up to some real truths about my life, of certain things that are not the way that I wish they would be. And it takes a bit of time and a bit of space and a bit of courage, I'd say. It takes a bit of courage to actually be honest with yourself and say, not all is how I want it to be. And what's really difficult about you and I being on this self-development journey, being aware of the law of attraction, being aware of being able to create the life that you want, is there's a certain blissfulness in not knowing about the law of attraction. And I know this sounds counterproductive saying this on this podcast, but there's a certain blissfulness for people that have no idea that they get to create whatever life they want, because they just accept life happening to them. And although it may be shit and it may be hard, they're kind of just like, oh, well, that's the hand that God has dealt me. And that's the way, you know, my life is going to be. And so there's no work to be done there. There's no alternative realities that they could even consider. They just think, oh, this is what my life is. But when we start to become aware that we are the creators of our own lives and we are the creators of our reality, and we can at any time say, nah, it ain't for me. Even when we've like consciously created it, sometimes we've consciously created things and we get them and then we think, oh no, this actually isn't in alignment with what I want. Maybe I created this out of fear or wanting a feeling of safety or not feeling good enough. And then as we work on our self-worth and our self-esteem and we work on our limiting beliefs, we realize, oh, I was creating from a space of scarcity, or I was creating from a space of not feeling good enough. And so as we evolve on our self-development journey, so do our manifestations and so do our lives. And that can feel really uncomfortable to say, okay, I don't like this aspect of my life and I know that I have the ability to change it and create what I want. Just because we know that doesn't always make it easy. So give yourself some grace and give yourself some space and don't push these thoughts away, but just kind of get comfortable with them and get comfortable with just being honest with yourself. So I was just reading the book Infinite Receiving, which is what we are reading in the book club this month. And it said in there that people find it really difficult to be honest with themselves about where things are not maybe like great in their lives, because as soon as they admit that what they have is not what they want, they're almost admitting like they've been accepting less than what they deserve. And that can be really difficult for people to do. So this is the perfect time of year just to really sit with this energy and think about what you are ready to let go of in the upcoming year. So we only have a few weeks left now until the start of spring, when we will experience a huge rush of energy and enthusiasm. And maybe you've started to feel it already as we get these longer days and lighter days. And most importantly, it's getting a little bit warmer. We all collectively feel that rush of energy and enthusiasm, and almost like a feeling of like hope as well. Like winter is over, like good times are coming. So I'd like you to think about, how would you like to utilize that energy? If you know that this springtime, and this is the great thing about cyclical living, is you can start to cultivate and harvest your energy rather than just letting it slip you by. So I'll give you an example of this. If you are a woman and you have periods and you are into cyclical living in terms of not just the seasons of the year, but also your monthly cycle or working with the moon, you'll know that during ovulation, you have a couple of days when you are really high energy and you are really outward and you want to communicate and you want to just be out there. Now, in the past, because I wasn't aware of this, I wasn't aware of the rhythms of my body and my mind and how it worked, I would use this in quite a destructive, not a destructive way, but I would send people really long voice notes and I would just be like talking to my friends, which is, of course, is not destructive. But sometimes I would like contact a toxic dick appointment. You know what I mean? Like a devil dick. And like, that ain't good for nobody. I was using this burst of energy and wanting to be out there and communicate on things that, okay, I take it back. The long voice notes to the friends were not a negative thing, but you know, it wasn't the most productive way. I would contact old dick appointments that I'd be like, should we meet up? No, Fran, like this is not the way to use this burst of energy. It's so precious. And so once I started to recognize when that burst of energy would be coming, either I would be planning my nights out with my friends because, you know, I'm a single mum. I don't get many nights out, but when I do, I want to have like a great time. And so planning events and things around them would be great, but also planning things with my work around that time. So planning to do launches or batching my social media content, you know, when I feel like I do want to talk and I do want to show up and I do want to be vibrant like that. Was a game changer, being able to cultivate and harvest that energy rather than just letting it slip me by. So I'd love for you to think about, as we come into springtime and we're all going to collectively feel that burst of energy as we come into life, like our metaphorical flowers start to bloom, like I want you to think about, how can you utilize that? How can you plan for it? What matters most to you? Like, how do you most want to use that energy? So another thing that we can do during this time of year is to create space. And I think I spoke about this on a previous episode a couple of weeks back, but it's so important. I feel like it's worth mentioning again. This is the ideal time to declutter and to create as much space in your life as you can. Now, this idea is from the book Sacred Seasons. I fucking love this book. We just read it in the book club. I'll link it down below if you're interested in reading it. And it says in there that we create all of these goals and dreams and plans for the year ahead, but we are still crammed in with all of the old stuff from last year or the last 10 years or the last lifetime. And whilst you're crammed in with all this old stuff, there is literally no space for the new. So for me, this looked like decluttering my house, because as my children grow, I can say goodbye to stuff that they no longer play with and just clutters the place. Like, when children, especially young children, are growing, like, you find yourself having to declutter almost every season, like at least three times a year, as they grow out of their clothes and they grow out of their toys and they grow out of their books. So there's stuff that takes up so much time to clear away. Like, they've got toys, all like little fiddly bits, or like just stuff that's baby toys. And so that stuff is actively taking my time and energy away from spending time with my family. Like, that stuff is literally sucking my energy away from me. And so how therapeutic to just clear that away, donate it all to people that can use it, and start to look forward to the little girls that they are becoming in this year ahead. So they're all really into crafts and drawing at the moment. And this used to be something that only Beau liked, but now all three of them are super into it. So as they get rid of like the baby stuff and the toddler stuff, I can start to make space for stuff that they're more into. I can ditch stuff that no longer serves us and make space for things that will help their creativity or to help them to move. So at the moment, I'm really into things that get them to move their bodies, like to actually like not be sedentary, like to actually like move. Because I think girls especially are prone to like sitting and colouring and drawing, and that's great, but they've also got to move more as well. So we've got like this spinning seesaw thing, scooters, anything that like encourages them to move, I am all about. So this is a chance to also change up books. Are there any books that they've outgrown now and they're, you know, not stretching them as much? Change all that shit up and ditch it all and make space for the children that your children are becoming this year. I also get ready to ditch the winter wardrobe. So next month, I swap over my summer and winter wardrobe. And as I move all of my winter stuff into storage, I remove anything that I don't want to get out and see again next year. There are so many things that I put away for the winter and then I get them out the following winter and I'm like, what the fuck did I save this for? So dress for the goddamn life that you want. So get rid of anything that you don't want to store and get out and see again next winter. I also decluttered my office and it felt bloody great. Just a little update. Do you remember a couple of episodes ago I talked about designing a workspace for success and I moved my desk eastwards? I'm telling you, ever since I did that, I feel...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In general, more professional, more productive, more motivated. Is it the SAD lamp? Is it the coming of spring? Is it because my desk is facing eastwards? I don't know. Sometimes I think it's a culmination of all the things, you know, like there's no silver bullet. All of these things can really help us. But if you're looking for like a little revamp in your work life, I'm just telling you, you get your compass out, move your desk eastwards and change your goddamn life. I'll leave that episode linked down below as well, and you can go back and listen to that. You can also declutter your digital space because Lord knows we spend so much time there now. And I physically got rid of things that were not in alignment with where I want to go work-wise going forward. So during this winter time, I made the decision to get rid of all physical products. All physical products. And this was for a few reasons. I mean, they were doing well, but I didn't want to feel like I was adding to like my carbon footprint. Like as much as I love physical products and maybe I'll do them again in the future, I just kind of felt like, do you know what? I'm quite happy not having anything, but also I only have so much bandwidth. I only have so much bandwidth for however many projects going on at any one time. And although the physical products were in a warehouse and I wasn't physically packaging and posting them off myself anymore, they were still something that was my responsibility. And I was listening to a podcast the other day by Denise Duffield Thomas, and she likened it to your children being at boarding school. She said, even though, you know, they're off at boarding school and you're not having to make them lunch or make them dinner or teach them, you know, the stuff, they're still your children. Like they're still your responsibility. And that's exactly how I felt about my physical products. I just wanted the bandwidth to create new things in my life. And for me in my work life, that was that I wanted to really focus on money this year. And I don't mean just creating money for myself. I mean, like I want to teach about money more. That's something that I'm so passionate about because most of my audience are women. Most of my audience are mothers. For me, that's something that I'm really, really passionate about. And I also wanted to branch out into books and being an author. And so for me to do that, I really had to release the physical products. That was a very intentional thing that I did. So just release, release, release. Make as much space as you can in your work life and in your life in general. And as you let go, you can say this affirmation, which again is from Sacred Seasons. I absolutely love it. And it is, I welcome endings to create new beginnings. I welcome endings to create new beginnings. And you can say this as you consciously release things from your business. You can say it as you release things from your wardrobe. You can say it as you release things from your calendar, your social calendar, as you let go of some friendships that maybe you've outgrown. Whatever it is that you are letting go of, I welcome endings to create new beginnings. And this is really the art of intentional releasing. It's not just decluttering for decluttering's sake. You are intentionally releasing things to welcome more in alignment stuff into your life this year. And finally, the last thing we can do with these last few weeks of winter is to rest. That's it. Just rest, declutter and rest. So when spring arrives with its warmer days, we will find ourselves back out in the world, like making the most of it, saying yes, as we should be. This only increases into summer, like the dial only turns up and up and up. These are the seasons of just saying yes to life and going out and living our fucking dreams that we planned in the depths of winter. And this is all right and perfect. That's exactly what we should be doing. We should be living life to the point of burnout. And we just need to really cherish these last few weeks of rest to just make sure that we are ready for that, because that shit's coming. Get excited, it's coming. So just notice your energy starting to return as the days are getting longer. I can definitely feel it. Notice your energy returning, but also honor these last few weeks by really packing away winter, both physically and mentally, and really like preparing yourself to spring into action. So spring officially starts on the 21st of March, which, as I said, is about 2 weeks away. And as we welcome spring, which is the season of awakening, every year spring in the UK is met with like a universal sigh of relief, like, oh, we made it through the winter. And there's a real feeling of like hope and excitement for the year ahead. And so this is the perfect time, the absolute perfect time to set intentions and to set goals for the year ahead. So if you felt too overwhelmed or too tired or too jaded or too whatever in January to set your goals for the year ahead or to maybe make New Year's resolutions, now is the perfect time. This actually is the start of the astrological year. And January and February were actually supposed to be the last 2 months of the year. That's why oct actually doesn't mean eight in the months. It means 10. Oh, that's why they're all jumbled, is because these were actually supposed to be, basically we're all out of sync. The year is supposed to start now, essentially. And January and February were supposed to be at the end of the year, like the end of winter, which makes perfect fucking sense, right? So if you have been starting the year feeling like you can't stick to your New Year's goals, you can't stick to your resolutions, like how you are feeling makes perfect sense. If you are now only just starting to get a little bit of enthusiasm and energy to plan your year ahead and to start on your health goals or whatever goals you have, like just know this is the perfect time to be doing it. Your body was right all along. Like just fucking go with it. So my overwhelming goal for the year, my overwhelming like, so when we do my goal setting party in January, you have like a statement for the year, not a statement, what's the word? Like a motto. And mine is health is wealth. That is my motto for the year. And that is my number one goal. That's my priority over everything else. And I'll be honest with you, the first couple of weeks of January, nothing much with my health goals changed. Nothing much changed at all. And I just felt like, oh God, like it can really get you down because we are told that the new year is like this time when we get this renewed passion for like setting a goal or achieving something. And there is nothing further from the fucking truth. Like we are deep in hibernation. We are at the lowest energy. This is when you should not be starting anything like crazy. So this year I did something a little bit different. The first couple of weeks, I let myself fucking live. I let myself hibernate. I let myself be low energy after Christmas. And by giving myself that grace and that space, I wasn't damaging my self-esteem. Because if I tried to start some crazy new workout regime on the 1st of January and then I didn't stick to it, what I'm telling myself about myself is you can't be trusted. You don't stick to your goals. You can't be relied upon to do what you say. And so that would damage my self-esteem, which would damage my ability to manifest. And so I didn't do that shit to myself. The first couple of weeks, I let myself live my goddamn life. I was still ordering Deliveroo. I was putting on weight at the speed of knots. Everything was fine. And then about mid-January, I started to use the Atomic Habits strategy to start to set very, very tiny health goals. And I only set one new goal a week. And if I couldn't even keep up with that, I would strip it back and I would miss a week and I would just carry on with the goals that I'd already set. So these started with very small goals like start drinking more water, take your vitamins every day, really, really small things like that. And actually, they really built upon each other. And by mid-February, I had started to work with an online nutrition coach. And again, he didn't overwhelm me. He started with like, just track all your calories, just track your step count, but don't make any changes. Like any change to your lifestyle is a stressor on your body, even if it's a positive change. And so simply the act of having to count my calories every day and log all the food I was eating was enough of a stressor on me that I could potentially just give up completely. So he said to me, don't change anything, don't cut your calories, don't do anything. And slowly, week by week, I started to just have more awareness about what I was eating. I was starting to have a little bit of excitement about, like, oh, okay, I can see where there's like massive over calories for things that I don't even massively enjoy that I could easily cut out. And long story short, three, four weeks in, I'm in now, and I've lost 10 pounds. And it really has been satisfying, easy, not massively overwhelming, not massively restrictive. And I'm really, really enjoying it. And so as we start to go into spring now, I'm really starting to step up my health goals and find the energy and the enthusiasm to start maybe working out. You know, I'm 3 months into the year with health goals being my priority, and I haven't even started working out yet. All I've been doing is walking on a treadmill. And so for me, I feel like this is the perfect way to go. Sorry, I've gone off on a bit of a tangent about my bloody health goals here, but this is the perfect time is what I'm trying to say. This is kind of like your second chance at a fresh start, because we are at the beginning of the astrological new year. This is when the year, really the new year, should be, according to pagans, and they're always right. And this really is the time when you are going to be gifted with this burst of energy. So if you have any goals that you want to set, now is the perfect time. If you want to come and do my New Year goal setting party with me, I don't really want to call it New Year goal setting, because you truly can do it anytime. Let's reframe it as the 2024 goal setting party. You can start setting your goals now. That is perfectly fine. And you are in tune with nature if you feel called to do that now. I will leave the link down below for tickets. You simply purchase a ticket and you'll be sent a link to a, I think it's 2.5 to 3 hour video where we go through the entire year and all of your goals in all the areas of your life and how you can cultivate your energy to achieve everything that you want in 2024. There's also a workbook to go with it that is very, very handy. I will link that down below as well. But although I did this in January, I have left a lot of my goal setting undone. I've really allowed myself to use this first quarter of the year to really think about what I want and to set goals as I go. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, I was just talking to the book club bitches just yesterday about my evolution of like planning my year. So I was saying about how a couple of years ago, again, I don't know if this is ADHD or what, but it just didn't occur to me to like massively plan stuff. And I would always see people, you know, going to like Cornwall. I don't know why, but this one always stuck out in my mind, but like going to Cornwall in the summer and having an amazing time, or when winter rolled around, they'd managed to get tickets to like Lapland or like all these things that you need to book months in advance. And I just think, for fuck's sake, Fran, why can you never get your shit together? Why do you never get to do any cool stuff like this? And then we read a book in the book club called Working Hard, Hardly Working by Grace Beverly. And she just wrote out the cold, hard truth, which is that people that live really rich, fulfilled lives where they're doing fun stuff and going to different places have literally taken the time and the energy to sit down and plan that shit. And that's when I was like, oh my God, it's so simple, but it's so true. And so I started getting into the habit of planning things very early. So Christmas parties was something that I started to arrange with my friends in like September. And it would guarantee that we'd get a great weekend and that it would actually happen and that everyone would make the time to have like a great night out at Christmas. And I started to book holidays to Cornwall in like the January, and I would make sure that I got the best accommodation and I would have the right weekend that we could actually do it. And I became this bitch that was like, yes, I'm actually living like a really great, fulfilled life, doing all these great experiences because I was actually planning it. But then I went a little bit too far. Again, ADHD, I don't know. And I started to absolutely overplan my life. And this is really like the evolution of how this went for me. So I'd start to overplan, and I would plan in so much stuff that I left no space for magic. And now there's another book we read in the book club, Calm Christmas by Beth Kempton. And she really talks about leaving space for magic. And she actually suggests writing it in your diary as leaving space for something magical to happen. I think we can be so tempted, especially if you have young children or especially if you're single, to overplan things so that you don't leave yourself open with, you know, lots of space with doing nothing. And I totally get you. But this year, when it comes to my goal planning for the year, I haven't planned every holiday I'm going to take. I haven't planned every trip I'm going to take. I haven't planned everything I'm going to do because I'm leaving a lot of space open intentionally for things to come to me. And that really goes into our kind of masculine and feminine energy type shit, doesn't it? Like, for years I've been balls deep in my masculine energy, planning everything, making everything happen. And now I'm really about stepping back a little bit, still planning some stuff, but really stepping back and allowing more things to come to me and for people to come to me with things and say, oh my God, this is great opportunity. There's this, you know, there's this, there's that. And so, sorry, again, I've gone on to like a little bit of a tangent there, but I hope that that makes sense. So plan enough of your year that you're really excited about things that are going to happen, but also leave a little bit of space for some magic. So we have 2 weeks left of winter. You might want to set a little end of winter, start of spring bucket list. For me, mine is very, very short. Mine is to make the most of the last few weeks of Hygge nights. This is about laying down under a blanket with my candles going, watching crime documentaries. Not feeling guilty that the sun is shining outside and I should be out living life, but just huddled up in my sitting room, nice and cozy, creating space and decluttering. That's something that I'm continuing to do these last few weeks, because Lord knows you don't want to be doing that shit in summer when you want to be out there living your best life. I want to clear out my garage, ready for summer. My garage has become a dumping ground. As I had all the building work done on my house, it just became an absolute dumping ground. And so I want to clear out my garage because my garage is really important to me in the summer. Now I've got like a swim spa and I seem to have people over all the time, like coming over swimming and stuff. There's a lot of shit that needs storing, you know, there's a lot of like garden equipment that needs storing. And so getting that all decluttered and organized and easy to access is really important for me to live my best summer garden life. I want to de-winter my garden. I want to go out there and de-winterize it and get it ready for spring and get ready to start enjoying it again. I want to do flower photo shoots. So as we see the new flowers coming up, I want to get out there and just photograph it. For me, that's something that really brings me joy. I've already done it with the beautiful crocuses in my village, not very successfully. Crocuses are very low to the ground, and trying to photograph children with very low to the ground flowers is very, very difficult. But one of my favourite ones is when the rapeseed fields start to come up, which I believe is about April or May. So a little way off now. But even the daffodils that are out right now. So taking some really beautiful pictures of your children or your dog or yourself, whatever, with all the blossom trees and the daffodils and all that kind of stuff. In fact, do you know what? I'm going to make a note to myself. On my Instagram, I'm going to put a little carousel of all of my favourite spring pictures I've taken in the past. I did this a lot when Bohemia was a baby. I took pictures of her in amongst all the daffodils and with the blossom trees. And it's just something, hawthorn is another thing that flowers really early. It just brings me a lot of joy doing this, and so that's something that's on like my spring bucket list. And to create an amazing Easter weekend with my family. So again, this kind of goes back to that like forward planning kind of thing. Easter weekend, I really want to curate some beautiful experiences and make some amazing memories with my children and with my mum and with my sister and my nephews and everyone. I want to make a really nice Easter egg hunt, and I want to have a beautiful family lunch, and I want to just create a lovely weekend. So These things sometimes take consciously creating and taking a little bit of time and energy to make sure they happen. So that's my bucket list. I would love to know what yours look like. Come and follow me on Instagram. If you're not following me already, what are you doing with your life? Come and check out my carousel and all my favourite spring and end of winter vibes. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life and at Francesca Amber. The Law of Attraction Changed My Life one is mostly quotes and stuff. So if you want to see like the real Easter vibes and end of winter vibes, come over to Francesca Amber. And I'd love to see what your end of winter, beginning of spring bucket lists look like for you. I hope so much that you have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you've got some value from it. I hope that you go away from this and you actually go and implement at least one or two things from this. If you have, do your girl a favor. Could you subscribe, rate, or review this podcast? It takes mere seconds, but it really helps me out. And if you want to share this episode, you can screenshot, screenshot the screen. You can screenshot and share on your stories that you've been listening to this episode, and that really helps get the podcast out there. I think people really listen when their friend says, oh my god, this is a great podcast, you should listen. So everyone that does that, I really, really appreciate it, and I will reshare as many of you as I can. Like I said earlier, I will link the books down below. The books that I took inspiration from for this episode was Sacred Seasons and a book called Evergreen, Finding Joy in Every Season. And I'll also leave the link to the tickets to the goal setting for 2024. This is the perfect time to set your goals, honestly, guys. And the video will still make perfect sense to you. You just will slightly change the timeline of the first quarter. So if you've never done the goal setting with me, I actually love to set my goals in January, and I like to start the process in January because I see the first quarter of the year not as time to really take action myself massively, because I do believe in hibernation and rest, but I start to set the wheels in motion for longer term goals, things that maybe have waiting lists or things where you have to jump through a couple of hoops to get things moving. And so go and check out the tickets for that. It really is, I'm just going to say it here, I think it's some of my best work. People have absolutely loved it. I haven't had any bad feedback. And if you want to make 2024 your year, the year when things finally happen and you're finally living your best goddamn life, then that may just be the thing to help you. If you want to come and join us in the book club, it's not too late. We are on, I think we're on chapter 2 or 3 of Infinite Receiving by Susie Ashworth. If you enjoyed last week's episode, and so many of you said that you listened to it more than once, I think I might go and listen to it more than once. Fun fact, I listen to every single episode of my podcast in my car, because that's how I listen to podcasts. And I like to pretend I'm a listener and just think like, did I enjoy it? And I tell you what, I often do really, really enjoy it. So I might listen to it for a second time as well. If you are interested in coming and joining the book club this month, you can easily catch up. I've only recorded, like I said, 2 or 3 episodes so far. And we are reading Infinite Receiving, about how to live a truly wealthy life this month. And it's, I'm just going to say, it's a goddamn game changer, this book. We're only a little bit in and I'm loving it. So I'll leave the link for that down below as well. And I will see you bitches next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.